Well, it is the mission of 3W Medical for Women to provide compassionate, holistic, evidence-based health services and education for women in the Seattle area. 3M is so impressive in their work that they have won the Best Women's Clinic in the Pacific Northwest Award 2023 and 24. Recently, their CEO and founder, Helen Nguyen, was at St. Charles Borromeo bringing forward this incredible work that they do. And to let us know more about it, she is joining us today. Good morning, Helen. Thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Blend.
Thank you so much for having me, Brenda.
Helen, I'd love to know the start of how you decided that we are going to found this clinic, that the Holy Spirit moved you in your heart and you just felt like this is something that I cannot let go, that God is guiding me to do this and I must respond.
Well, I kind of went into it kicking and screaming. Because I didn't want to do this. I totally did not want to go into medicine. I thought it was too stereotypical as an Asian woman to go into this career. So I did not touch medicine with a 10-foot pole. But I have a master's in social work from the University of Washington. And going through the program here really reinforced and reignited my faith, actually. I'm a product of the UW-Newman Center, which is ran by the Western Dominican Province. I'm a third-order Dominican myself, and was very much challenged and encouraged by these amazing priests who are just on fire for their faith, who really challenged me and said, Helen, there are issues that we cannot ignore as Catholics, especially in Western Washington, and especially the issues when it comes to respect for life. And so through a plethora of kind of smack me in my face types of opportunities of like reading books about life, going through a very intense graduate program, master's program about that really dissuade people from staying Christian, believe it or not. Just a very hostile environment. I just clung to my faith and clung to these pastors that were willing to say, you have a choice to make. You don't have to be in this tug of war of a situation. But really, God is asking you to step up in really big ways. And it was not until I met one of my mentors who have shaped who I am as a leader now. She was a product of a very violent rape. And her mom decided to carry her to term. How can I deny this person who have poured into me, loved me unconditionally, a stranger to me, and to say things like, well, you know, in these kinds of cases, they shouldn't have been around. You know, it's one of those like put your foot in your mouth kind of moment. And God has done that over and over and over for me, where you're just like, you don't know until you meet these people. And so just coming in contact with an amazing people, just coming in realization that there's a lot that we can do as individuals of like, when you know truth, you want to do something about it. You want to, you know, shout it from the rooftops. And so as wealthy and as highly educated and as plethora of resources as the city of Seattle is, there was very much a lack of a different conversation when it comes to life-affirming issues such as abortion, euthanasia, you know, et cetera. And I just thought, well, if I believe this passionately about it, I should do something. And that's how this idea and this formation of a clinic came about between my best friend and I in our 20s.
And so from that single idea, you made the decision that, I mean, we're talking about ground zero when it comes to,
yes,
you know, the rights of women to choose termination of their pregnancy, that you chose, of all places, Seattle. And again, right where God wanted you to do this. So tell us a little bit about 3W Medical and how you are helping women being led by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, so 3W Medical for Women is located just blocks away from the University of Washington. And in a 20-mile radius of where we're located, there are eight abortion clinics that surrounds us. We are the only clinic in the whole Seattle metropolitan area that is, I want to say, honoring women's choices. Because if there are eight abortion clinics that are screaming at you and advertising to you and saying this is your only choice, that's not choice. That's a funnel into their doors, right? And so we decided to open something that's different. And my friend Melanie Gibbs and I are the ones that came, were tapped to kind of lead this conversation when we were just students on campus. And I want to I just want to make sure people know that it was not just us. We were the two that loud mouths that were like, "Hey, we need to do this. We feel called to do this." But through the years, we our first board meeting was January 12th, 2012. And so through the years, there's been a plethora, countless people who have come alongside us to create what we now have as 3W Medical Clinic. But we just felt this constant nagging feeling of if we trust women to make informed decisions about their healthcare, informed decisions about reproductive health, we're not doing that as a city. If there's only one choice that's being presented to women on campus, to women in the whole Seattle area. And so we were like, okay, as crazy as Seattle is, as difficult as it is to have this different conversation about reproductive health, this is where we are called to be, and this is where we're called to open. And so it took us about 3 years from the moment of realizing, okay, this is something that we want to do. It took us about 3 years to do our research because the last thing we want to do is open something and then quickly have it closed or picketed or,
Sure.
smear campaigns and stuff like that. And so we went about it very, very intentionally. We took a pulse not only with the community that we were called to serve, but we also took a pulse nationally to see what is working, what's not working. How do we want to create a solid foundation that continues to keep our doors open and welcome, truly welcome every single person, every walk of life, regardless of the ability to pay or not? If you need us, we want to serve you, type of mentality. And so we took 3 years, like I said, to do our research. We drilled down to the zip code in which I'm sitting in right now to really understand. What do the women of this area need versus what we thought, what we think they need? And so we created this nonprofit, and our corporate name is actually Women's Accessible Medical Services. And 3W Medical for Women is a program under the medical program under our corporate.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so that gives us the ability to build more out, which I'll kind of mention in a little bit.
Absolutely. If you are just tuning in, I'm having a wonderful conversation with Helen Nguyen. She is the CEO and founder of 3W Medical for Women. I've loved our conversation, and I want to know specifically about the services you offer and how you can be a Catholic organization and you're still welcoming women of all faith backgrounds. I'm already against my break. Can you stay with me through the break? We're going to continue in the next half hour. And I'm back this morning with Helen Nguyen. She is the CEO and founder of 3W Medical for Women. She's joining us today to talk about how, right in the heart of Seattle, we can put a clinic in that respects all areas and dignity of a woman and still be honoring their own Catholic faith. Helen, thanks so much for staying with me today.
Sure, no problem at all. It's my pleasure.
So this is very interesting. Now, you had shared with me that the clinic itself is not faith-based, and yet those who are working there, all of the services that you provide follow your own Catholic belief. The women who are coming to receive services, do they understand or know that they are coming to a clinic that maybe in their own minds is not aligned with their own faith or thinking about how things are?
You know, I think it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things how I, as a Catholic that's practicing her faith, was one of the founders, and that's kind of how this clinic came to fruition, because we've been extremely intentional about making sure that our services speak louder for themselves. The way we treat each patient that walks through the door speaks very loudly who we are, in the sense of we're just people trying to serve. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be Christian to like us. You don't have to be aligned with our values to like us, in the sense of we practice medicine. We practice good medicine, high quality, compassionate medicine. We practice medicine by providing real, compassionate, evidence-based healthcare. But good medicine includes a holistic look at the individual. And that means it's the physical issues that they're facing, the mental issues that they're facing, and the spiritual issues that they're facing. We're spiritual beings, right? Regardless of who it is that exactly that we worship, we are spiritual beings. I think that's something that we as people just gravitate towards naturally. And so if we're going to specifically welcome a patient into our doors, that's one of the premises in which we work off of, is you're not this like one trick pony kind of person. You're dynamic. You have more to you than this one physical situation that you're coming in for us to serve you with. And so we take the time. We have an hour long appointments. Unrushed care is what we believe in. And through that conversation and through that relationship that we're building with you, other things come out. And we want to make sure that you know those other things contributes to the physical issue in which you're here today. And because it's all connected, healthcare, that's how it is. And so we're approaching healthcare from a very holistic, honoring type of basis. And that really cuts through the differences in, okay, what exactly you believe, what exactly I believe, all of those things, right? We, like Brenda, like you said in the beginning, we're a non-faith-based organization in the middle of Seattle, Washington. And I'm not afraid of saying that as someone that practices her faith very faithfully, as a third order Dominican, you know, because I think the way that we extend our love to the person that's sitting across from us, a complete stranger, speaks louder than if I tattoo the word Jesus on my forehead. I don't think I need to do that to attract people who are truly hurting, who wants a different type of relationship with their healthcare providers. I don't think there's much of a difference if that's what we focus on between my patients and I. I really don't think that's a difference, because we all want good things for each other. And that's what we focus on.
Oh, absolutely. Helen Nguyen is joining us today, CEO and founder of 3W Medical for Women. We got connected because recently you made a trip down. You attended St. Charles Borromeo and offered a discussion to them about what we are talking about offering sound medical healthcare services for women who are in need. Just tell us a little bit about the day-to-day operations there at 3W.
Oh, there's never a dull moment. It's so much fun.
That's good to go to work and have fun and to help people. Oh, that is a perfect job, I think.
Yeah, I don't think of it as a job. I just think of it as like, wow, I get to interact with people that are just extraordinary. Not only my staff, but, you know, every single woman that gives us a shot and walks through our door, they have taught us so much about life. Just to reiterate, I started this when I was 24.
Wow.
So I was just talking to a dear friend about how when we're in our 20s, we think we know things, we don't. And how I'm almost 40. I'm 38. I'm almost 40 now. And just reflecting back on my 20s, I'm just like, why did I think those things? And why was I so sure? And I think when we first started this, my best friend and I, Melanie, when we first started this, I think we came in pretty hot. We came in like, look at us. We know how to help people. We know what to do. And oh my gosh, opening our doors and meeting the patients and meeting the people who come in through our doors and asking for just assistance, reassurance, help, whatever, however you want to call it. Our patients have taught me things, Brenda, that has humbled me, that has changed me forever. And I don't know if I would have had the strength to get through some of the issues that these patients have gone through. And to sit across from someone that worked all night and saying, I love you, regardless of how you came to me today, that is a whole nother layer of mercy. That's a whole nother layer of really understanding God's grace on our lives when we don't feel deserving of that grace and that mercy. And not to say that we're like, not to say that we're in a position of giving absolution. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm saying being in a position to love her, like literally meeting the woman at the well, right? And how in that moment are we supposed to go, however you came here today, doesn't matter. I just want to make sure that you know that you are loved and that you're here because you're reaching out to me for help. And I want to do that. I want to walk alongside you and be a partner in your healthcare. I want to walk alongside you and help you realize that you're this amazingly special gift to this world. And when you're ready to walk away from things that you don't want to do anymore, we're here for you. But in the meantime, let's address what you want to address.
Absolutely.
And that's just been just a phenomenal gift. I think very little people has that opportunity to put that into practice. You know, we can talk about it all day, but when you really have to do it, it's a whole nother ballgame. And my staff does it day in and day out, just sitting across from a complete stranger who's in maybe sometimes the worst season of their lives.
Yeah.
And being of service, but also receiving that, receiving the gift of being in a position to provide that service. So, you know, we're in this position of reclaiming what women's healthcare looks like. And we get to decide what good healthcare looks like. And good healthcare does not consist of shoving contraception down someone's throat or rushing them to terminate a pregnancy when they have, when there's no informed consent. That's a huge thing that we're lacking in medicine these days, and is informed consent. You get more information about your hip replacement than you do with an abortion in Washington State. And that is so wrong. That's just bad medicine.
Well, it is nothing but good medicine that women are finding at your clinic. And again, you and your staff are there not preaching the gospel, but just living it. And women are recognizing that they are getting that incredible love, that Christ-like love that they didn't even know they were missing in their lives. Well, tell our listeners a little bit about your webpage where they can find out more information about your service.
Yes. Well, our website is number three, and then the letter W, medical.org. So 3wmedical.org. Check out our website. We're very transparent about who we are, what we do and what we don't do. And then we have a podcast that you can listen to that I host. So shout out to Wellness Wednesday with 3W. You can find it on Spotify, Google, Apple, all of those places. But we also do telehealth. We also do, we provide a service called FEM, Fertility Education and Medical Management. We're actually the go-to place for the Seattle Archdiocese to receive just, again, a different conversation when it comes to reproductive health. And then we're just growing leaps and bounds when it comes to our services and the people that are joining our team. Yeah, if you're curious about who we are, what we do, please visit our website. And Brenna, you mentioned in the beginning that we won Seattle's best or Pacific Northwest
yes.
best women's clinic 2023, 2024. Well, we won it again in 2025.
And 3 years in a row. Now, see, that is a
three
great
years in a row.
Testament. Not only do you have God supporting you, you are getting the recognition from the community that is well deserved there. So thank you so much for being with me today. Yeah. Again, that is Helen yeah. Wynn, the name of the clinic, 3W Medical. Now, to make that easier to find, I will include the link that'll get you right to their webpage. You'll find that on the podcast of today's interview at materdeiradio.com and also on the Hail Mary Media app.